The Anton Savage Show with Kearys.ie on News Talk.
The Book of Kells remains inaccessible. The old library in Trinity is closed to visitors and to tourists. And there is an encampment between the library and the arts block on a green section of lawn there, where students are protesting Israel's actions in Gaza. And there have been flags flown from around the college and protests about those actions in Gaza. We are joined by Larry Donnelly, University of Law lecturer in the University of Galway and political columnist with the journal.ie. And Larry has been writing about the impact of these protests in US colleges, where they have been going on with significant impacts over the last number of days and weeks. We're also joined by Laszlo Marnarfi, who is the president of the Trinity College Students Union. And he's talking to us from Trinity, from that encampment. And Laszlo, obviously there is much that we need to talk about in relation to this. Let me start where Jared Howland left off. I don't know if you heard him, but what he was saying was that this is a very complex issue, and that for students who in Trinity, for Jewish students in Trinity, they have gone through a situation where they have seen the worst slaughter of Jews since the Second World War, and that the actions that are now being taken in Trinity make it a much more uncomfortable and unwelcoming place for them to be.
Thank you. No, this isn't true. First of all, it's not a complex issue. When the Russian-Ukraine war broke out, Trinity, as all other Irish institutions, cut ties with Russian entities, companies, and academic institutions. And we are asking them to do the same because Israeli universities are deeply complicit in the war industry, and Trinity has investments with Israeli companies that produce war technology and occur and therefore contribute to the currently ongoing genocide in Gaza. And we have many Jewish students who are participating in the BDS, Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement. In fact, a Jewish Voice for Peace, as well as other Jewish groups, are one of the biggest aspect of the pro-Palestine movement, because they're saying never again means never again for anyone. And we cannot weaponize the Jewish identity in this way. Students and staff are safe. There is Jewish students participating in the encampment. Actually, we are completely peaceful protest. So to say that we are making Jewish students feel unsafe on campus is simply completely false.
The other criticism that has been levied at you is that you are economically impacting on the very university that provides the education that all of the students there are either paying for or are taking from the state. A statement to Trinity News, the college said, "College can't survive on government funding, and the income generated from the Book of Kells is vital to keep the university going, and that's what you're now precluding them from getting."
As a students' union and staff as well, who are organized in Academics for Palestine and our BDS branch here, we have tried to ask college politely to divest. We have written letters, petitions, had meetings with the college management, but our requests were met with shameful silence. All we are asking is for the university to cut ties with Israeli entities as per the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. We're also asking them to make a statement condemning the genocide in Gaza, condemning settler colonialism and apartheid, as well as we're asking them to support Palestinian scholars. And the University of Galway actually did commit to these demands. They committed to reviewing all ties with Israeli institutions with a view to ending them. They condemned what is happening in Gaza, as well as they committed to trying to establish more links with Palestinian universities. So you see, if the University of Galway can do it, as well as other universities across the world, because of the pressure from students and staff, then so can Trinity. And in the end, we have to escalate our actions because there's a genocide that is being perpetrated. Women, men and children murdered, hospitals bombed, universities bombed, civilian infrastructure destroyed. And we have to stand up for it. We have to stand up for the cause of Palestinian liberation,
okay,
which is the cause of humanity.
You mentioned University of Galway and the wider context globally, because, of course, protests like this have been happening in universities around the world, particularly in the US. It seems apt to bring in Larry Donnelly. Now, Larry, I know that you are not, I'm not asking you to be a spokesperson for the University of Galway, because that's not your role. You are a lecturer there rather than a representative of the college. But give us a sense of the kind of impact that these protests are having internationally. And does Laszlo have a point in respect of the ask of Trinity has been delivered by other universities in Ireland?
Look, I'll address Laszlo's points first. I think, first of all, I don't think it's as simple as he maintains. I think Jared Holland makes a very good point. I think it would be wrong to say that there aren't Jewish students at Trinity right now who feel uncomfortable with the atmosphere they're surrounded by. I am absolutely certain that they are. So that's, a tricky one. The second thing is, yes, Laszlo and the other protesters, they absolutely have the right to do what they're doing. They're young idealists. I admire them in many ways. I understand that they haven't gotten success thus far, but I would suggest that the tactics that they're using now could well backfire on them. That is, again, barricading access to the Book of Kells, one of this country's sacred historic treasures, also a huge part of the country's tourism infrastructure, with the benches dedicated to the memory of lots of different people who achieved great success. I just don't think that's going down well. And indeed, with members of the general public I spoke to yesterday, they all thought it was pretty awful. And it led to, fed into some, prejudices that people in Ireland would have about Trinity College and about Trinity College students. So I just think from a tactical point of view, they might be making a very big mistake and actually harming the cause that they are so committed to. And we do see this, I think, in the United States as well, where if you look at the public reaction to the protests across university campuses, they are only, in fact, hardening support for Israel among the American people, because for the American people, a vast swathe of the people in the United States, when they tune into TV and see these protests, pro-Palestinian protests, they don't see the next generation of brave young individuals. They see ungrateful foreigners and spoiled rich kids. And this is a real problem for the Democratic Party. And the reality here is that these protests could lead to Donald Trump's election. And if these people think that Joe Biden has been weak or bad on the Middle East, get a wait and see what Donald Trump will be like. It will be horrific. And this may be a case of history repeating itself. We often hear about the Vietnam War protests and the people. They were definitely on the right side. Vietnam was objectively indefensible. But what did the protests and protesters, what did it give rise to? It gave rise to 20-year Republican dominance of the presidency, and it gave rise to the horrific societal issues with their policies in the United States now, of income inequality and all sorts of other things. So I'm not saying protest is bad. I'm not saying it hasn't done a great deal, but I'm also saying the protest has backfired and been counterproductive in lots of instances.
Well, let me bring Laszlo in. Let me bring Laszlo in on that, because Laszlo, that's obviously a very difficult balance, because in any protest, you want to get enough attention and you want to get enough publicity and you want to get enough of a political movement that you have to do something that creates that, but you don't want to either offend or alienate. If I can give you two sides of the argument, Dr. Rory O'Neill, otherwise known as Panty Bliss, he tweeted the other day, she tweeted, depending on who runs the Twitter account, that he has a doctorate, an honorary doctorate from Trinity, and that as far as he's concerned, the benches that are piled outside the door of the library are his benches and you are entitled to use them, and he's delighted. Meanwhile, just received a tweet to the show saying, I implore you to ask the TCD protest guest to answer how he can justify the use of remembrance benches to block doors. These are paid for by loved ones as a way of acknowledging their bereaved. Are you risking alienating the people that you need to support you?
When we called the rally in solidarity for this encampment, I think it was at a few hours' notice, a thousand people came down to Trinity College Dublin at a few hours' notice. The public support has been absolutely overwhelming. The public support is overwhelmingly positive and favorable, because Ireland stands with Palestine. Ireland stands with the student and staff protesters. And we are careful of to not to damage the benches, but these benches get moved around all the time. They get moved around for Trinity Ball. They get moved around and changed each year. And I'm not going to be entering into a discourse about benches when we have tens of thousands of people who have been killed in Gaza. I mean, sorry, this is a right-wing talking point that has been picked up. And and I've also received supportive messages, as the students is from all over the world for our encampment. So I will not be entering into the discourse about the bench, but be rest assured that we are keeping them safe. They are being used to block the Book of Kells. Now, I'd like to also get back to the point about the way in which we protest. And it's such a privileged attitude to say, protest, but only in the way that we like you to do, that is acceptable, that is non-destructive. What do you do when non-destructive protests don't work? I mean, you have to escalate. You have to get attention somehow, and that is by escalating our actions, as we have done all throughout the year.
Although I see, when you say all throughout the year, you have used exactly these escalated actions for what would seem to be much lesser problems in your view. On the one hand, you have used them for a genocide. On the other, you have used them for a 2.3% fee increase on master's programs.
We've never blockaded the Book of Kells for multiple days, nor did we set up an encampment. And this escalation is necessary because I think it is shameful that political leaders across the world, as well as institutions, are being very silent on what is happening in Palestine. The 75 years and more of the brutal oppression of the Palestinian people. And as we are all speaking out against this, our institutions, our political elite are being quiet. They're not taking any action, and we need to escalate. And yes, protests should, in fact, be disruptive.
Now, you've taken obviously significant both personal risk and organizational risk because your own education, it is possible that action might be taken against you individually. Also, the Students' Union is facing a fine for previous protests that has now gotten up to €214,000. Are you going to pay that fine?
This is a clear attempt at intimidating, suppressing, and threatening the student voice and the student movement. We will not be paying the fine. University management are issuing this fine because they're scared of our power. They're scared of the power that students and staff and that ordinary people hold against institutions, against right-wing institutions such as Trinity College Dublin or such as our government. And the same is happening in the United States.
Do you regard Trinity College as a right-wing institution implicitly?
Oh, absolutely. It's a conservative and very much conservatism is very much entrenched within the walls of Trinity College Dublin. And we do see this in their response. Rather than engaging with the requests of students and staff, they've managed to escalate the situation. They've essentially declared war on their own students and staff through the threatening disciplinary proceedings, through this €0.2 million fine.
And what do you think will happen, Lasho, if, as you say, you are refusing to pay that fine and that you won't pay it? What's the implication of that for you and for the Students' Union?
So we will be challenging this fine. We'll be challenging it if they don't withdraw it. We'll be challenging it legally. I'd like to get back to a point that
I'll happily let you return to that point in a second, but I just wanted to ground that one out first of all. If you get to a position where the answer is you've exhausted all your capacities to protest and appeal, you now owe us this money, are you then going to pay it? And if not, what happens to you and what happens to the Students' Union?
So, as I said, we are going to be taking legal action to challenge the bill. Because it is completely unacceptable that Trinity College Dublin has essentially taken a leaf out of the book of the U.S. universities.
And if you don't succeed, what do you do?
In attempted suppression of the student movement. We will keep fighting. I mean, this movement is not going away. Our movement is growing stronger.
Just so I'm clear, even if this goes through the courts and the courts say you have to pay the bill, you will say, no, we won't.
But I will not be discussing hypotheticals and future possibilities. It isn't relevant. What is relevant right now is that Trinity College Dublin has multiple ties to academic institutions.
Sorry, no, I'm happy to let you return to that point in a second. I don't understand why you wouldn't discuss the future. You have already said that you don't intend to pay the fine. That's discussing the future. I'm asking you when that gets to its ultimate end result, which is having gone through the legal process, if the law says you must pay, will you?
We will take legal advice at the time. Again, Trinity College Dublin.
So, if the law, so therefore, when you say legal advice, if your lawyers say you have to pay, you'll pay. Is that right?
Well, then if the court say, I mean, this is obviously this. I'm not going to be discussing this bill anymore. What I would like to say is that Trinity College Dublin has multiple ties at the moment that support genocide, and we need to be taking action. And the reason that we are being essentially threatened with fines is for standing up to standing up against the genocide, and that is absolutely unacceptable. And
so, if you are then put in a position where you have to pay the bill, who does that cost? Is it the students' union has to find that money?
This bill will this bill will not be paid because we will be seeking legal advice and challenging it. It is completely unreasonable for the college to expect.
Yes, but we've just got to the point where you said that if the legal advice is that you have to pay, you'll pay.
So if the court obviously decide that this is somehow something that we have to pay, then obviously that we cannot, go against that court enforced order. But until that happens, I mean, we'll be taking every possible avenue to fight it. And I think it is absolutely disgraceful that students and staff all over the world in universities are being cracked down on like this by their institutions. And again, this shows that our universities are not places of progressivism. They have completely dropped that facade, that illusion. They are in fact quite conservative institutions which seek to maintain the status quo, including not cutting ties with companies, with institutions, with entities that are involved in the making of weapons and bombs and propaganda and the social legitimacy for Israel's brutal apartheid regime.
Laszlo, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Laszlo Molnarfi, who is president of the Trinity College Students' Union. Larry Donnelly, to go back to you, you talked about the potential impact either way in terms of protests like this. How do universities resolve this? Because whether we look across at the US or whether you look at the Trinity situation, it doesn't appear that there is any process to create resolution that isn't more and more divisive.
No, I think that's absolutely true. I think to be overly glib about it, but I think the one thing that will resolve this in the short term in the United States is summer. That is the students dispersing from campuses, so that these things won't continue. But one of the things that makes this so difficult for universities is, with all due respect to Laszlo and his colleagues who are camping out, just as those in the U.S. are doing so, they aren't the only people on the campus who have rights. The other students have rights. The people who work in the universities, they have rights to work, to study, especially as we're in the middle of exam
Indeed,
season.
Now, sorry, I accept your point, and I should say to people that you've written extensively about this. I'm conscious that by virtue of time, we don't have enough time to give Laszlo proper right to respond to those implications on other students. So I don't want to open that other avenue. So what I might do is draw to a conclusion at this point. Larry, thank you. Larry Donnelly, University of Galway Law Lecturer and political columnist with thejournal.ie.
The Anton Savage Show with Kyries.ie on News Talk.